What's the one rule you will not break?
There's a lot of them.
Not I can just think one.
Of it. I can think of a couple, probably a lot of them, but I can definitely think of a couple to talk about. But Steve,
yes,
before
Nate.
We get into that, we would love to pause and just welcome all of our wonderful listeners that are joining us again. And we would love to extend a very warm welcome to any new listeners who are joining us today. Thank you for choosing to be here with us. Steve, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the Stop Parenting, Start Coaching podcast is all about?
We are here to help thousands of parents of high school athletes and performers. And we love to play around with the word parenting and the word coaching. We think that parents would do better to stop parenting. Don't stop being a parent, though. But stop parenting and incorporate more coaching tactics with their teenage athletes and performers. And we, what do we have? 50, 60 years of coaching, teaching, parenting experience. We've done everything wrong. We've screwed everything up.
We've done that for you, our loyal listeners. We have screwed all this stuff up so you can learn from our mistakes.
Correct. And we like to do commuter length, commuter friendly episodes because we know you are very, very busy as a parent of teen athlete and performer. So, and if you, and I encourage you to do this, I do this with all my podcast listening. I speed it up at a minimum of 1.5. I usually go 1.75. We really sound good on 2.
That's risky. I don't know if my ears could keep up with that.
Well, if it's a super fast talker,
I talk fast.
2
sometimes.
Is fast. But when, if I slow it down to 1,
it's painful.
My, it sounds
I like us
like
at 1.5. That's my speed.
Is the speed. It just, when you record it, when you talk, when you're in conversation with somebody, it just sounds normal. If you're listening to it in a podcast, that conversation would seem very slow. So. Yeah.
Well, you sound like a person that values time, and you value our listeners' time too. That's awesome.
So let's get back to this. What's the one rule you will not break thing?
Okay. Do you want my one rule now?
Not so fast, Nate.
I like that. Slow back down. Probably a good time to discuss some in-depth, some of this rule stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Because rules can get intimidating, especially to teens.
I don't know of too many parents, even teachers, even coaches that love, unless you're just in an authoritarian nut job.
Or a glutton for punishment.
That wants to stand up and say, here are the rules.
Nope.
I don't even like that doing a board game, you know? Okay, here
you're
are
like,
the rules.
Yeah. Let's just play the game.
Yeah. Even though I do want to know the rules, but this really gets into the fact that if you are going to set a rule, it needs to be tied to something that matters to you.
Yeah.
So we don't like to have these conversations, but can this actually create better relationships? And can this actually create freedom for your family?
One of the most impactful books I've ever read, a little known book called The Principal Circle by Jamie Gilbert. It's a terrific read. It's a very useful tool for helping create a system of values or principles that you live by in your life. Terrific read if you want to go pick it up. Principal Circle by Jamie Gilbert. But he gets at this idea, introduces this in the book where it's like a boxing match is cool to watch. We enjoy watching those fights and UFC, it's the same kind of thing, but those fights have boundaries. And what it does is it creates this arena in which they can play the game and have a very aggressive, competitive match, but it's a fair fight and it gives the fighters freedom within the rules to do whatever they want and to excel and to be their best. And every game we love to play, the more I read it, the more I kept thinking, it's like, in basketball, we've both coached basketball, and the rules actually set the playing field for having a game where the players can feel free and move and score and do all those things. But the rules provide the arena in which they do it. So having rules, having that conversation with your kids is super empowering for the kids, because now they understand these are the boundaries that I have. And so now I know where I can be free. And as a parent, it's our job to hold the boundaries, but then not squeeze them and not over enforce or anything. So the kids feel a sense of freedom, but they also feel a sense of safety at the same time.
I really like that. I didn't know you were going to bring in the squared circle.
Jamie brings it up in the book, and it's excellent.
Yeah, that is a terrific example. Are you saying that our values need rules, or are you saying that our rules need values? I'm just picturing a chicken and an egg.
I love chicken and egg conversations, because it's so fun to try to figure out, because you can't have one without the other. And I think that's a great description of this, because your values need rules, because the rules are what helps your values show up in your life. You create these are the specific things that I will do, that I won't do, and that's how I'm going to reflect my values. But the rules also need the values, because a rule without the value behind it is just one of those annoying regulations. I hate being one of the things that I struggle with the most when I used to teach in public education was it feels so restrictive, because there's just mountains of administrative regulations and things, but there's not really a clear value behind it. And so the rules without the values feel hollow. And those are the rules that we tend to resent, is the ones that we don't know or understand the value that's behind it. Hey, Steve, I do want to jump in for a second here and just invite everybody listening, jump on YouTube and hit that subscribe button on the Stop Parenting, Start Coaching podcast. We love having you here.
That's cool. They may actually be watching it on YouTube right
now.
Yeah. We hope they are.
Yes.
So
we don't do makeup though.
No, we don't do
Maybe
makeup.
Maybe we should.
But back to this duality of values need rules, yes. Rules need values. You are telling me that this is a chicken and the egg thing. We yep. need the chicken and the egg.
Right. Exactly. We need them both. Can't have one without the other.
Love it. So where do we begin?
That's a great question. Getting clear about your values is a terrific place to start. That's always clarity wins in every situation. And we talk about that in our high performance coaching that we do with all of our clients. It's being clear about those values is a critical first step.
So this sounds really simple, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Could we just do something like listing your top values, listing,
yeah.
brainstorming your values, writing them down, journaling them, discussing them with your spouse, discussing them with your teen,
yep.
friend, whoever.
I would recommend you do yours first and then have your spouse do theirs, your kid do theirs, and then you come together and you compare the lists.
I like that.
It's a good way to figure out like personally what your values are and what you bring to the table. And then collectively you see the overlap, and that's where you'll start to identify those things for your family.
Should we give some examples of some values we discussed?
We did a quick list for this for you.
I've got a list of 10.
Steve, go for it.
Punctuality. Loyalty. Morality. Honesty. Open communication. Cleanliness. Unconditional support. Organization. Never quitting. Best effort.
Yeah. Great list. And we came up with that just in a couple of minutes. And it shouldn't take long. Your values, the stuff that's important to you, is fairly easy to bring up. Get something down on paper and you can dig a little bit deeper with that. But that's just a great simple step to start out with.
So what we're going to do, Nate, is in our next several episodes, we're going to build upon this table setting that we've done here with
mm-hmm.
values needing rules, rules needing values. We think this will be very helpful for you listeners to have these conversations around rules and values. We're going to profile some real world relevant to today, common parenting teen challenges when it comes to rules and boundaries. I think it'll be fun.
And I think it's going to be really good for our listeners because it's very specifically applied to the performers and athletes ones. and really helping your teens who are working so hard to be great as performers, great as athletes, to learn more about how they can be effective. And rules help. And we talked about sharing rules. I don't know if you want to do that now. I'm kind of excited.
I think that's where we're going to wrap up.
Cool. I think you that's a good place to.
So what's go this goes back to that our the original question. What's the one rule? And I think we clarified that there's going to be more than one rule. But
oh, yeah.
Tell me a rule that you are not going to break, Coach Crandall.
A rule that's been super beneficial for me is I do not play games on my phone. I don't do the Block Blast or the Jewel Quest or Candy Crush or all those things. And it's not that they're bad. It's
why
just,
would you do that rule. When you could play Fortnite anyway?
No, oh, that's true. You play Fortnite on your phone.
I've never played Fortnite.
I've never, well, no, I haven't played Fortnite. I've watched people play. I do get dubs. Apparently that's what all the kids say.
Yeah. That's the rule you won't break.
So that's the rule.
You need to tie it to the value now.
The value is I value my time and how I spend it. And as I've gotten older and screwed this up a million different ways, I've learned that that rule helps me reflect how much I value my time, specifically with the important people in my life. Because my phone's hard enough for me to deal with anyway without the games. If I'm trying to excuse away playing games, I'm losing 1 to 3 hours. And that's, to me, it's all about the relationships and being present in them. It's too much time. So I don't do
the phones
and games.
I would give you a standing ovation, but I would fly out of the screen.
I don't want to look at your midsection on the camera.
Yeah, I like that, Nate. That is, that's outstanding. I like the value. The rule, it matches, and it creates freedom for you.
Yes, big time. How about you?
I had one that's maybe opposite. It's a very contrasting one, but I just thought a rule I am not going to break is I am not going to be unfaithful to my wife.
I love it. I wouldn't say that's opposite.
I love it too.
I love the strong moral compass that reflects. Like that's something that's super important to you. What's the value underneath that?
The value would just be in that we made a commitment 38 years ago.
Congratulations. Standing ovation for me.
Yeah. And we just view the commitment as a very strong agreement, promise. You could even call it a covenant. And so it is... I don't know. I've just never thought of not keeping that covenant, not keeping that agreement. We made the agreement and yeah, that's the value.
See, and you could probably dig a little bit deeper there. And what are the values underneath that? And you look at the list that we came up with. I'm putting you on the spot, but if you look at the list we came up with,
there's
what
a whole
are the values reflected
well,
in that?
Yeah, loyalty, morality, honesty.
And I want to finish up with this. I think that right there is the power of rules and values working together, because a good rule can reflect multiple values that you have. If I'm doing this right, my rules, the boundaries I set, the things that I create for myself to live by will reflect multiple values. And then allow me to really show up as the person that I want to be with integrity.
Outstanding finish, Coach Crandall. We will see you listeners in the next few episodes where we really nail down some specific examples and scenarios for you to play around with your teen athletes and performers.
It's going to be awesome.
On behalf of Steve Galley, I'm Nate Crandall, and we thank you, our loyal listeners, for tuning in to this episode. If you love what you're learning from the Stop Parenting and Start Coaching podcast, we would appreciate it very much if you would leave us a 5-star review and some glowing comments. We also encourage you to share this episode with your friends and family who are parents of athletes and performers. And if you want to explore further and see what Steve and I are creating to help thousands of parents, athletes, and performers, please visit our company's website at createtransformbecome.com. That's createtransformbecome, all one word, .com. There you will find a growing number of resources to help you elevate your performance. Thank you again for your support, and we encourage you to create a magical relationship with your athlete and performer.